This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. We are rolling along the Gulf Coast, right up to Beaumont, Texas, that Louisiana border town next to Port Arthur, famed for its oil field workers, Cajun and Southern culture, and some iconic American musicians, including the Hard Knocks blues rocker, Johnny Winter.
And you gotta feel it to play it. Because you can't buy it, you can't practice it, learn it, you either have it or you don't. You can practice all you want, if you don't have a natural feeling for it, you're not gonna be good at it.
Blues rock guitarist Johnny Winter speaks about his tough life and return to the roots. Also music of Winter's Texas Gulf Coast homeland from Janis Joplin, Lightnin' Hopkins, George Jones, and Lucinda Williams. And train songs from Hendrix and Dylan. Right now, though, the road leads to Beaumont, Texas with Clarence Garlow. It's Highway 90 on American Roots.
You ought to come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Right out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso. We'll pass through Katy and Houston too. Stop in Beaumont, Texas for some barbecue.
Five women. But you know I'm very well protected. I know this goddamn life too well. Oh, now call me mean, you can call me evil. Yeah, yeah. I become much worse some things around. Oh, now don't you know here?
Port Arthur, Texas native Janis Joplin singing her own song, Turtle Blues, backed by Big Brother and the Holding Company, 1968. Before Janis, the King of Hillbilly piano players, Moon Mullican from Corrigan, Texas. That's north of Port Arthur in Polk County, singing about the oil field workers' pains and pleasures. Pipeliner Blues. Moon started out in the beer joints around Houston instead of working the pipelines. Where you have oil fields, you have honky-tonk life. Here's one about a late-night rendezvous played out in Cajun waltz time on the telephone from Bazille, Louisiana, across the Texas border to Port Arthur. This one's drenched in something. Cleveland Crochet and All the Sugar Bees on American Roots.
Then the voice on the other end says, can I come back, my darling. Set my poor heart at ease. Come back, my baby. Come back, baby. Oh, darling, please, please, please. Then the voice says hello. Till I tell these blues goodbye. Oh, yeah.
When new love comes around and you're old, has kept you down. You better make sure he's nice and easy. You better make sure, girl, he's not a never teaser. Cause let me tell you, girl, I've been a hurt, and I know a guy when he's a flirt. So you better make sure, yeah. You better make sure. You better make doggone sure. He's nice and easy, and he's not a never teaser. A gal sweet talk you and give you the eye. Another minute later, he'll have. He's nice and easy. Make sure he's nice and easy. And easy going fella. Hey, easy going fella. Nice and easy. Yeah. Nice and easy.
The left-handed lady guitarist Barbara Lynn, nicknamed the Black Elvis, from Beaumont, Texas. Nice and easy. Barbara Lynn got her start with help from the Gulf Coast singer and DJ Clarence Bontong Garlo. You know all about him, right? Before that, Brit expatriate piano man John Cleary out of New Orleans in his way with Aaron Neville's Wrong Number. Don't touch the dial. We'll be back to talk about a life in music with Beaumont blues rocker Johnny Winter when American Roots returns.